Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
And we're having a wonderful time here in Dingle at the Blas na Héireann Food Awards, the Dingle Food Festival, and the wonderful people of Dingle are out in their droves here. We're in Dick Mac's pub. We're right in the heart of things, and it's absolutely magnificent. So, the words hero and legend are often thrown about like confetti, but when it comes to my next guest, these two words fit like a glove. As a member of Scullion, he added another level of soul to folk music. As a TV producer, he showed us how far the reach of Irish music really was. And as the co-creator of Other Voices, he literally brought the music back home to Dingle. My absolute pleasure to welcome to Down to Business, Mr. Philip King.
Hey, Bobby, how are you doing?
Great to see you, Philip. How are you?
You're very welcome.
You came. Always love coming here.
You came west along the road. You blew away the storm and the sun came out. My God, the power. The power of Bobby. I've never seen the like.
I wasn't thinking that when I was driving over from Crosshaven here yesterday in that gale, Philip. But you know what? One of the things I love about Dingle is when you get down here, it's so far down that you really feel that you've gone somewhere.
Well, I mean, that's really, in a sentence, that's really what happened to me. I came here first in 1968-69. I suppose, to listen to the Irish language and to listen to the music of this place and listen to the sort of wonderful resource that is in this place. And I was captivated by the physical beauty of the place, by the people of the place, by the community of the place. And after, I just never went back. I never went back. I'd lived in Dublin for 20 years, was out on the road making films, doing the bringing it all back home thing. But one thing led to another. And I came to this place and I fell in love with the place. And, you know, we talked very briefly there a moment ago during the ad break about the passing and the death of Moncon McGann.
What a great man.
And Moncon spent his summers here. He fell in love with the language here. He fell in love with the cadence and the rhythm of the language here. But the thing about that Moncon used to say about this place and about the language and our cultural resource, right, is that it's like an energy bank.
Yeah.
It's something that we sometimes take for granted. And I've always believed that in the makeup of Irishness, and we talk about business, the natural resource of imagination that creates intellectual property, that is the fundamental basis of any idea, right, you find in these places.
Yeah.
You find it in what people call these hare's corners. Hare's corner is a wonderful image, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like so here's a field at this time of the year before it's mowed down. Farmer goes into the field, mows the lot down, doesn't leave a little corner for the hare to sit. You know that phrase?
Yeah.
Let the hare sit.
Yeah.
But the wise farmer may say, let the hare sit. And that image of the hare sitting is like these places that are dotted around like a necklace of lighthouses around Ireland. Are these little hare's corners are places that nourish us without knowing that is what is happening. They make us who we are, what we are, and they give us that thing for which there is no metric. They give us something that is priceless, that sense of self, that sense of identity, that warmth of community, and that ability to go out and raise an idea and believe it and make it happen, which I guess must be the essence of all business.
Yeah, and when we look at the power of the collective,
so you
get a whole lot of creative people in one place doing different things.
But look at Dingle right now, right? Michael Keegan Dolan, the great dancing sort of maestro, has opened Tachthausa several years ago here back west. He takes his shows, he designs them, makes the work here and takes them to Sadler's Wells and all over the world.
Yeah.
You know, the cinema is going to be rejuvenated.
It's great.
By the folks putting it back together again and giving it back into the community. So fantastic. And then there are people of great imagination who are drawn to places like this and like make it what it is. And these are not people who open cast mine the resource that is here.
Yeah.
In the name, say, of double digit growth. These are people who are inspired by the place, the people of the place, the cultural assets of the place, but want to replenish something and put something back in. And You mentioned lighthouses to me.
Yeah, and just to again, Philip and I are involved in the Great Lighthouses of Ireland, and it's a project I've been involved with for nearly 10 years, as you have, Philip. Yeah,
but that necklace of lighthouses, Look how fantastic that is. I mean, that is the opposite of open cast mining resource.
Yeah.
That is it's about replenishment, refurbishment, and turning something that we have in our history, in our tradition,
reimagining,
in our lore, and reimagining these things for the times that are in it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and fantastic.
And you know, while safety at sea was the primary concern and function of a lighthouse, and still is to some degree, but to think of the opportunity around sustainable tourism without changing the fabric of what's already there,
I think they light a pathway for us as well. You know, in our connection to Britain, in our connection to Europe, and they have just that powerful tradition attendant to them, and they're absolutely wonderful things. So we're living in a world, I guess, that you could say is more automated, more virtual, more augmented. But when you go and visit one of these lighthouses, it's human, it's tactile, it's just giving us a reminder that we are actually humans, just not living on screens all the time.
It's amazing history, you know, the history and everything. But anyway, we'll talk about that anon. I didn't realise that you're a man in who lives, or blessed art thou amongst women. You have 5 daughters. I've only got 4. So, and I never had any sons. So let's talk about that for a while.
Well, I have 5.
Blessed art thou
amongst women. Would you like a nice cup of tea, Da? I would be the thing, you know. But I love it.
How are all the girls?
They're great.
And
it's a real delight. Naomi, Sarah, Molly, Juno, Ellen, and 3 of them are triplets.
Isn't that wonderful?
Right, so all arrived at the same
time. Any of them here in town?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Juno is here at the moment. And we're getting ready for Other Voices, of course, which will kick off on the last weekend of November, 28, 29, 30.
Remind us how many years Other Voices is going now,
Philip? It will be 25 years next year.
Right.
And really, it's been a remarkable journey. We have seen the soundtrack of Ireland give us an eloquent, emotional sense of who we are. Because it's these young people who are writing their songs, who are reacting to the circumstances of their lives like artists do, that give us a sense of self. And, you know, Hozier started out here. Amy Winehouse came to visit here when she was on the cusp of greatness and before she fell into that chemical world, I guess. You know, Dermot Kennedy came here when he was starting out. So it's... We set out to celebrate what's about to happen.
Yeah,
really.
And it's been an amazing part of, as you mentioned, some, you know, Amy and others, a big part of their journey was Other Voices.
Yes, and you invite people to the west of Ireland and you make Dingle audible and visible on a world stage is what you do.
Okay.
You know, it's a delight, an honour and a privilege to do it.
And I'm delighted you joined us here today, Philip. I'm not going to let you go away without giving us a bit of a tune.
A bar of a song.
Yeah. Philip, thank you again for joining us and sharing your music and culture with us.
No problem at all. And I'm going to sing this little blues, really, in memory of the wonderful Moncal McGann, who we lost tragically, tragically young at the age of 55 during the week. And it's an old American blues tune. And I've been singing it a long time. And I've got to close my eyes and think of Moncal now when I sing these couple of verses for you. Thank you, Bobby.
Thank you.
Well, I ain't gonna work in the factory and greasy up my clothes. No, I ain't gonna work in the factory and get those splinters in my toes. Pity me, my darling, won't you? Pity me, I say. Pity me, my sweet little darling, and won't you carry my blues away?
And I ain't gonna hear that old spinning wheel rolling round my head. When other boys is hard at work, I'm gonna be home in bed, yes I am. Pity me, my darling, won't you? Pity me, I say. Pity me, my sweet little darling, and won't you carry my blues away? And I ain't gonna work in the factory and greasy up my clothes. No, I ain't gonna work in the factory and get those splinters in my toes. Pity me, my darling, won't you? Pity me, I say. Pity me, my sweet little darling, and won't you carry my blues, and won't you carry my blues away?
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.